The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for high school boys basketball, and here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from New Philadelphia. It's boys Division 6 district semifinal basketball. The top seed Highland Hawks, a record of 21-2. They won two in a row and six of their last seven. Taking on the four seed, the Caldwell Redskins, a record of 19-4. They won three in a row and six of their last seven contests. It's all for the right to move on to this Friday's district championship game. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Mark Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomerain Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerain is just around the corner. Find a location at PomerainHospital.org.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
In this day and age of single-parent living, you have a lot of things pulling at your strings. Insurance doesn't have to be one of them. At the Hubbard Insurance Agency, our goal is simple. We want to make your insurance buying experience as easy and affordable as possible. Simply stated, we have the policies to fit your needs and budget. Hubbard Insurance will take the time to mold a policy just for you so you can get back to your busy lifestyle. Hubbard Insurance, local-friendly people with your best interests in mind. Call for a quote today at 330-674-9091 and online at hubbardsinsurance.com.
Well, little side of Highland Hawks in basketball. Coach Mark Schlabel getting set for this district semifinal matchup against Caldwell. Of course, took care of business in that first tournament game against newcomers down as you expected from your team here, Mark. 13 guys in the scoring column, so a guy's going out there doing what they need to do, kind of get things going.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, did what we needed to do. A lot of kids got to play, got that tournament experience. kind of gets real tonight with Caldwell.
Gets real with Caldwell, as you mentioned here, a record of 19-4. They've had a really good year. Carter Wheeldon averaging a double-double for them. What's things to you about this Caldwell team?
Well, Wheeldon, obviously, he's one of the better players we've gone against all year. Their overall team size, they rebound the ball extremely well, and they complement that with some guys who can really shoot it. So, yeah, like you said, they've had a great year. They've had some big wins this year, and we know it's going to be a tough game.
You mentioned the size factor here. How does that play in terms of how you kind of combat that tonight?
Well, I mean, I hope our quickness and our defensive pressure can be a factor. It's going to have to be. We're going to be, you know, we're going to have guys who are guards. They actually very unique. They'll play three post players at one time, and then they just kind of go at the matchup they like the best. So, you know, some of our guards, our bigger guards, are going to have to guard post kids, and that's going to be a challenge. We're going to have to get the job done with it.
Anytime you get to a tournament game, Mark, how much of it just kind of trying to establish yourself early in a game like this to kind of get that, hopefully establish yourself, do what you want to do here as far as dictating the pace of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I hope, you know, our kids can be relaxed and just play our game. I think that's always important, tournament games. You know tournament games have that extra level of stress and out there for kids, so you know that start is always big.
And these guys, obviously, they look forward to this, right? They get to this point of the year, they're looking forward to getting to a big situation like this at tournament time.
They're tired of practicing. Right now, they like games a lot more than they like practice. I think the coaches do, too. So, yeah, I think every game we get to play is a bonus. And, practices, our kids have practiced hard. But, yeah, they just want to play games at this point.
With that said, Mark, from a coaching standpoint, I guess, obviously, as well as this team has played all this year, are the things that you can't work on that still practice-wise this time of year?
Yeah, we're still, we still go hard. We try to fine-tune defensively, find things we didn't do well in previous games and work on those. And then, you know, we're trying to get ready for, you know, Caldwell the last couple days in practice and go against things they do. So, we're always trying to get a little bit better at the end of the year.
Mark, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of Highland Hawks head basketball coach, Mark Slabaugh.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information, or to schedule a free estimate, Call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Last season for Highland, they finish up at 16-6 during the regular season. And, of course, co-champs of the IVC South Division, each going 10-2 in a conference play. And for Caldwell a season ago, they finished up with a record of 10-13 on the year. In the Division 4 tournament trio last year for Caldwell in that East District here, also the same district that Highland was in, they would end up for them going on to that second game of the tournament where they would fall. Of course, Highland, of course, they had that long run in tournament play last season, going all the way through that district championship game where they got the win 54-40 to capture the district title from a season ago for the Highland Hawks. And then Highland, after that, went on to the regional semifinals where Highland got the win over Northside Christian 52-32, and then captured the regional title in overtime over South Webster 48-45. Then in the state semifinals, got an overtime win on the buzzer beater 62-59 over Lima Central Catholic before finally falling the Richmond Heights in the state championship game 62-36 from a season ago for the Highland Hawks. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Hi, this is Moe's Beach, and I'm an independent representative of Beamer Group. Find out more about the new Beamer Premium Evo Set, which offers a complete package for optimal health. With 16 flexible coils, it can increase efficiency and ensure perfect distribution of the proven Beamer signal throughout your body. Learn more about the FDA-cleared Class 2 medical device and experience an 8-minute session. Call Moe's at 330-231-8010 for a Beamer consultation, or log on to alife.beamergroup.com. That's alife.beamergroup.com.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeranz Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Highland, of course, had that strong start to the season when in the first 13 games of the year, they eventually would fall to Harvest Prep by the score of 59-45. And then Highland won five in a row after that before losing in overtime, 56-54. That was at Lexington. And they closed out the regular season with a win over Malvern at the IVC Showcase, 50-40. Highland, of course, with that record of 21-2 overall on the season. For Caldwell, a terrific start to them on the season, as Caldwell with 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, with the first 11 wins, winning the first 12 games of the season, I should say, before eventually losing to Monroe Central. Actually lost three in a row after that. Lost 69-40 at home to Monroe Central. A 51-47 loss at home to Shenandoah, and lost 69-22 at Monroe Central. Then won three in a row before coming back and losing to Toronto on the road, 62-35. Has since then won three games in a row, and Caldwell that record overall, 19-4 on the season. For Highland, averaging just over 58.5 points per game. Caldwell's averaging just under 58 a game. Defensively, the Hawks giving up 38.5 points per contest. Caldwell gives up, though, just over 49 points per game on the defensive end. The Redskins have won three straight, six of the last seven, and Highland has won two in a row and six of their last seven contests entering this game here tonight. Highland, of course, out of the IVC South, where they captured the outright IVC South Division title, going 12-0, followed by Indian Valley at 10-2. Garrity went 8-4. Ridgewood 5-7. Sandy Valley went 3-9. Claymont and Husky Valley each going 2-10 in conference play. Highland, of course, clinching their second straight IVC South Division title, their 26th IVC championship in school history. Malvern clinched the IVC North Division title, going 12-0 in conference play, their sixth consecutive IVC North Division championship. Well, Lexington clinched their third straight OCC title, going 11-1 to edge out Mansfield Senior, who at 10-2 in the conference. Overall, around the area in boys basketball, Central Christian, a record of 16-5 during the regular season. Of course, they'll be in action in their district semifinal matchup tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you on YouTube as well for tomorrow. Garraway 16-6. They'll also be in action tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you on the radio and on YouTube for tomorrow, as Garraway will take on Bel Air. They went 16-6 during regular season play. Triway went 13-9. Matt Wayndale 6-15. Danville went 5-15. Laddonville 4-17. West Holmes 1-21. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at KimeHome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
This is the Boys Division 6 sectional slash district tournament here for over at New Philadelphia tonight for, of course, for Highland, the top seed in this district. They won their sectional title over the 10 seed newcomers down 94-29. And then it was on the other end, upper half of the bracket, so Caldwell, the 4 seed, down Buckeye Trail, the 6 seed, 58-51 in their sectional championship contest. Highland, of course, in their game winning. One side of the fair over Newcomerstown as they led 47-20 in halftime, 75-24 through three, and got the win 94-29 in that contest. And Full Hawks leading the way. Alex Miller, actually Nick Wigton had 18 points. Alex Miller had 8 points and 6 boards. Sam Wingert a season high, 15 points in the game, and 10 for Caleb Yoder. 13 guys in the scoring column for Highland in that sectional championship victory over Newcomerstown as they forced 33 turnovers on the Trojans in that game to get that win. Also shot 60% from two-point range and 41% from three-point distance, knocking down 11 three-pointers in that tournament opener in the victory for Highland. And the lower half of this bracket has the number 3 seed Malvern, who down the 7 seed Fort Fry 60-41 to capture their sectional title. And also the 2 seed Monroe Central defeated the 9 seed Crooksville 73-32. So it's Highland against Caldwell and Malvern against Monroe Central. And the Malvern-Monroe Central game, that's being played over at Harrison Central tonight. Winners of these two contests will square off in the district championship game. It'll be this Friday, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Gerber's Fresh Boneless Skinless Drumsticks, $2.99 a pound. USDA Choice London Broil, $4.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice T-Bone Steak, $10.78 a pound. Bone-in Sirloin Pork Roast, $1.89 a pound. Oscar Mayer Lunchables, $1.98. 3-pound bag of Caracara Red or California Navel Oranges, $2.98. And sweet cotton candy grapes for $3.98 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Other Division VI tournament games around the area has Downton taking on Newton Falls tonight. Smithville's squaring off against Mogador and East Canton against Independence. In Division IV district tournament basketball, Orville is taking on Akron Bookdrill Community Learning Center. And also in boys Division III district tournament basketball, Lexington against Ashland. Mansfield Senior squaring off against Sandusky and Tri-Valley against Steubenville. Mack Roy alongside David Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast. Highland is taking on this Caldwell team here. And for really, as Mark Schlebel talked about, this is where the tournament begins here, Cousy. A Caldwell team at 19-4 in the season, and a team that has some size. The Highland's going to combat here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. That's the one thing that really jumps out at you when you look at Caldwell's roster, right? They start 6'5", 6'3", 6'3", you know, on the front line. And Coach Label talked about that. Very unusual for a high school team to play 3-4, 3-post, only two guards. Contrary, Highlands, you know, forte is defensive pressure. They forced 33 against Newcomerstown, you know, in the first tournament game. I'm sure, you know, defensive pressure for Highlands part of the game plan tonight. How will Caldwell handle that? I'm sure Highland wants to turn defense into offense. So it should be a very interesting matchup. Almost like a tale of two different teams, right? And but at this level, Matt, like Coach Label talked about, where you know, players are tired of practicing, right? You want to play the next game, and you know, the old, you know, historic tournament adage, you cannot look ahead at tournament trail, take care of business on your game at hand tonight.
Take care of business, so you mentioned here, and for any game, you never know if the shot's going to fall early on or if it's not going to fall on, but you know that defense always travels, right? So defense always big, especially in a big tournament game like this tonight.
Yeah, that's what Highland does very well, right? And so there are going to be games, Matt, like you said, like, you know, Highland girls on Saturday shot lights out against Strasburg, right? And game before, you know, some games you do, some games you don't, but you can always defend and rebound. And I think that's really, you know, part of you know, what Highland does well. It's what they preach, what they hang their hat on. So yeah, if shots go, great. If not, you're going to have to get to that next play and continue to put pressure on the basketball and let that lead to your offense.
We'll see what happens here this evening. We'll go ahead and take another break and back with the national anthem and the starting lineups after this on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Reminder, of course, tomorrow night we're going to have boys Division 5 district semifinal basketball, Garaway against Bel Air. That'll be on the radio and also on YouTube tomorrow night. And also boys Division 7 district semifinal basketball, Central Christian takes on Bristol for tomorrow night as well. It's on YouTube and also on stream 2 on our website.
And the members of the
And tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Middlesbrough. We'll be picking up the national anthem live here at the court momentarily.
Between Caldwell High School and Highland High School. Father America, please stand and join in the singing of our national anthem.
Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Middlesbrough. And tonight's starting line is being brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors, just off outside of Middlesbrough off State Route 39. Try the Viweco line of windows with energy-efficient technology that will save you money on energy costs at Homeless Siding. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you so much for the Caldwell Redskins, who come in at 19-4, coached by Clint Crane. They go this way. Number one is a 6-foot junior, Dylan Schott. Number four, the 5'11 junior, Kyler Starr. Number five in the middle, the 6'5 senior, the double-double machine, Carter Wheeldon. Number 12, a 6'3 senior, Chaz Peffer. And number 24 is a 6'3 senior, Ethan Kroc. For the Highland Hawks, who come in at 21-2, coached by Mark Schlabel in his 20th season, they go this way. Number 15, the point guard, Alex Miller, the 5'11 junior. Number 12, the 6'1 junior, C.J. Yoder. Number 10, 5'11 senior, Logan Hirschberger. Number 24 is Nick Wigton, averaging 16.5 points per game. He's the 6'3 senior. And rounding out the lineup for the Hawks in the post, the 6-foot senior, number 13, Sam Wangard.
And tonight's story line is being brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors, offering Pruvia exterior doors, professionally crafted and customized to meet your needs in style. Call for a free home in consultation at 888-725-6619 at Homeless Siding. Matt Coy alongside David Cousy Warner for tonight's broadcast. Phoenix Price back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Natalie Holbrook is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and it's Marcus Clements working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. I mentioned also tomorrow night we'll have the Garaway Bel Air game and the Central Christian Bristol game for tomorrow night. Also Thursday, of course, we have girls Division 7 regional semifinal basketball from Logan, Highland against Green. That was originally the 8 o'clock start, and Cousy, you found out that'll be moved up to 6 p.m., so a little earlier start time for Highland. Here time about 5:30 for that.
Yeah, it'll be perfect with that long drive down to Logan, so the 6 p.m. start, people of East Holmes, makes that drive a little bit shorter on a Thursday night.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Or not.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Highland wear their white jerseys in white shorts, black numerals, and red and black trim. And Fort Caldwell, their black jerseys in black shorts, white numerals, and red trim for tonight as well. Highland a record of 21-2, and Caldwell that record of 19-4 on the season. And certainly Highland comes in here as the heavy favorite for a game like this. For the same token, it is tournament time, Cousy, as we talked about. You would come out here and kind of establish yourself early on and for the Highland Hawks.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. That's one thing that, you know, Highland's players, pretty experienced, you know, kind of been there, done that. But yeah, I mean, tournament time, with especially with Caldwell, up-and-coming program, I mean, had a great season, right? So I'm sure that, that Highland has to execute early. And hopefully defensively they get that going early. And you know, one thing I got to say, just watching this pregame introduction, I like Caldwell. Well, you can tell it runs in the family. I'm sure that's Coach Crane's young kids out there with him, you know, greeting the Highland players. So you can tell that they're really, you know, into this. This is a big moment for Caldwell's program.
Absolutely. Should be fun tonight. Good crowd on hand, as always, here in a good venue here at New Philadelphia. Winner moves on to Friday's district championship game, Friday, 7 o'clock, against either Monroe Central or Malvern at a neutral site. Nick Wigton getting the jump for Highland. Wigton, of course, the 6-foot senior. And jumping for Caldwell, that is going to be Carter Wielden. He's a 6'5" senior. And toss of the air going to be, I have to redo it.
Yep, a do-over.
So 6'3" Nick Wigton, 6'5" Carter Wielden. We'll redo the tip. Up in the air will be won by Highland's going to have the basketball. Going from right to left at New Philadelphia. Alex Miller has it outside. Fast pass, Sam Winger on the left point. Back to Alex Miller near the midcourt line. Right corner back to C.J. Yoder. On the right post, inside the Sam Winger. Double team. Back out, C.J. Yoder. On the left wing, here's Logan Hershberger out top to Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Gets called for the stutter step and the turnover on the Hawks.
Yeah, almost like, you know, that turnover, like, you know, C.J. had a good look there at first, you know, instead of pull the trigger when you're open, right? Just a lot of nerves to settle in here at first for both teams.
So Coma has it out, going from left to right. And the dribble across the timeline. Here's Carter Wielden to the right wing. Gets the handoff. Bumps into his teammate, though. Dylan shot, and that's going to be a travel. And he's talking about calming the nerves early on.
Yeah, I mean, not a surprise for both teams early here. Just got to get their feet settled and get some possessions under them here.
Hawks basketball in the backcourt. Hershberger looking to inbound it. Does so into the hands of Nick Wigton. Back to Alex Miller. After that good tonight defense by Kyler Starr. Miller into the front court. On the left wing, Hershberger. Dribbles it now to the foul line. Tonight, Hershberger goes up, got down, and that'll be a travel. Actually, a held ball they're going to save, but the arrow does point to Caldwell.
Yeah, I mean, Logan did a good job of trying to get to the middle there. Caldwell collapsed on the dribble and tied it up. You know, turnover goes to Caldwell here.
The Hawks have two of those so far. Fulker pressure is on. Inbound grab by Dylan Schott. He'll find Wielden in the backcourt. No score early on in the first quarter. Wielden across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing and gets the handoff. Dylan Schott on the left wing. Grabbed now by Pfeffer. Pfeffer takes a left wing. Spins around and going to be a foul called on Nick Wigton defending Chaz Pfeffer, and that'll be the first team foul on Highland.
Yeah, I think Nick was trying to tie the basketball up, trying to get a jump ball, but just kind of reached around him. The ref's going to call that every time.
And Pfeffer to inbound it, side court. His pass inside, deflected away and stolen by Nick Wigton. Second turnover on Caldwell. Baseball pass goes front court. Going to be kicked, I do believe, and the Hawks are going to keep this basketball.
Yep, kick violation on that tried to thread the needle, and Highland will take it out baseline underneath their own basket here.
A little over a minute into the contest, no score. Alex Miller to inbound it. To the right wing, here's Logan Hershberger. Al top the winger. On the left wing, here's Wigton. His three-pointer going to be no good. Out of bounds after the miss. And the Redskins going to have the basketball.
Good open look for Nick. I'm sure Highland will take that every time.
And the Hawks begin with that full court pressure on. Peffer inbounds it, grabbed now by Dylan Schott. Works it against Hershberger in the backcourt. He'll dribble it across the timeline. Has it high on the right. Good pressure defense. Knocked away by Hershberger. Grabbed by Dylan Schott, though. In the possession now of Carter Wielden. Wielden to the foul line. Picks the left wing. Back in the far side to Chaz Peffer. Peffer dribbles it to the baseline. His shot blocked. Actually passed right corner instead by Kyler Starr. Starr to the lane. Spins around. His shot left hand. That's going to be knocked in. Kyler Starr gives Colwell a 2-0 lead. 6-12 to play. First quarter Hawks basketball. Alex Spindler to the front court. Dribbles it out top to the foul line. Lost the left wing back to Wigdon. Wigdon, cross-court pass down to C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. To the left wing back to Wingard. Wingard, 3-4, going to be no good. Rebound, going to be grabbed by Wigdon. Gets a pass out top to C.J. Yoder. On the right corner, here's Hershberger for a 3-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound to round by Chaz Peffer. Now Wielden across the timeline. 2-0 Caldwell lead. They had the ball. Wielden hands it off to the right corner. It'll be grabbed now by Starr. Dribbles the right wing. Starts at the foul line. Cut off. Spins around. And knocked away on the steal by Alex Miller. Third Caldwell turnover. Miller on the fast break. He'll be cut off. Highland down 2-0. Cross-court pass. Left side to Hershberger. He'll find Alex Miller. Miller on the left wing on the dribble. To the baseline. His layup off the last. That's going to be good.
There you go. Alex, good job of getting to the rim. Getting that layup through traffic.
All tied up at 2 apiece on that bucket by Alex Miller. He came in averaging just under 12 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest. Caldwell basketball. Pass by Schott. Goes across court and knocked away by Wingard. He'll get the steal. Wingard to the basket. His layup going to be no good, but he'll be fouled by the backpedaling Carter Wielden. And now Sam Wingard to the foul line.
Yes, yeah, 4 turnovers already for Caldwell by the pressure. Great job by Sam Wingard getting up that passing lane. The big key here too, Matt, I think, is the depth of Highland. They've already got 3 guys at the table ready to come in. The pace of the game, it's going to be very hectic, so using your depth is going to be very important here.
That has been the case. Sam Wingard with the first free throw going to be good. 70% free throw shooter, 6-foot senior, averaging 6 points per game and just under 5 rebounds per contest. So those subs checking in, Caleb Yoder, Caleb Mishler all checking in. Also, Ashton Schrock will check in, joining Sam Wingard as well as Alex Miller. Second free throw by Winger, that's going to be good as well. Marries them both. Highland has their first lead at 4-2. Full court pressure is on. Inbounded grab to the backcourt by Ethan Kroc. Gets the hand off to Dylan Schott. Dribbles against Ashton Schrock across the timeline. Shot out top. Down the left point. Dribbles it. His three-pointer goes up there. Going to be no good. Rebound by Ethan Kroc. His putback is going to be good. Kroc has his first 2. Are tied up now at 4 apiece. Second tie. Highland ball. Here's Sam Wingard out top to Schrock in the left corner. Received by Caleb Yoder. No, out of bounds. Couldn't handle the pass. Highland has their third turnover.
Yeah, you know one thing, Matt, like with Caldwell's length and physicality, like offensive rebounds, going to think Highland cannot give them second, third opportunities. They're one offensive rebound, you know, and scored off that.
McCoy alongside David Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast. It'll be Caldwell basketball near side of the backcourt. Ethan Kroc inbounds the 2, Dylan Schott. Tied at 4. 4:20 to play in the opening quarter. Schott across the timeline, dribbles it right wing, gets the handoff now over to Kyler Starr. Starr works it against Alex Miller. Starr picks it up. Lobs inside Ethan Kroc. Backs it in. Cross-court pass left side. Here to Dylan Schott. Schott to the baseline. Dumps it inside. Deflected and going to be grabbed to the corner. Dribbled by Wielden to the baseline. Cut off by Sam Wingard. Being handed out top by Wingard. And finally a 5-second violation. Outstanding defense by Sam Wingard.
Incredible pressure by Sam Wingard.
And timeout called, 3:55 to play in the quarter. Tied at 4 here in the first. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Runner of the state on tune tonight, the high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. And it's going to be Caldwell basketball out of the timeout.
I think they gave him a timeout before the 5-second call.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just figured that out.
So no turnover there. Ball will be knocked out of bounds because he's off the leg. That time of Sam Wingard. So will be Caldwell basketball.
Yeah, the great pressure by Sam Wingard. Had to take the timeout to avoid the 5-second call.
So got it just in time. Inbounded by Dillon's shot. His pass going to be off the hands of a cutting Kyler Starr. Couldn't handle the pass out of bounds. Now a turnover on Caldwell. That'll be their fifth.
Yeah, really impressed with how Sam Wanger's defending Carter Wheeler right now early in the game.
Wheeler came in averaging 19.5 a game and 11.5 rebounds per contest. And Hawks had the basketball tied at 4. On the left wing, here's Mishler for a three-pointer. That's going to be knocked down. Mishler to Mitz, nails the three, his first points of the game. 7-4 Hawks. Redskins basketball to the front court. The dribble by Schott, out top. Guarded by Ashton Schrock. Schrock, now the shot to the foul line. Deflected, grabs it. Bounce pass goes to Ethan Kroc. Back in the corner, over to Kyler Starr. Spins around to the baseline. Starr, cross-court pass. Right side goes to Dillon's shot. Shot to the foul line. Down to around the foul line, grab on the dribble. Deflected away. Chased back down by Kyler Preston. Law pass goes out top. Shot tries to get to it. Now a grab just in time before it went across the half-court line by Ethan Kroc. Back to shot on the left wing. Bounce pass goes over to Kyler Preston. Preston to the foul line. To the lane. Head fake. And gets called for traveling on the good defense by Mishler that time. Causes the sixth turnover on the Redskins.
Yeah, Highlands half-court defense is just something else right now. I mean, I think Caldwell, you can practice for this, you can talk about it, but until you actually face it, you just don't know how to handle it.
Just relentless. Hawks with it up 7-4. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Ashton Schrock in the front court. Dribbles it near center circle. Has it out top. Now the handoff to Alex Miller. Double team. Gets away from it. Miller. Out of the foul line. Pass out of bounds, though. As Mitchell cut in, the ball thrown out, and that'll be Highland's fourth turnover.
Yeah, that was just Caleb cut back door, Alex had it, and when it went back door, yeah, Alex threw it out. He thought he was cutting one way and went the other way. So
a little miscommunication that time. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink in Holmesville. And inbounded and grabbed to the backcourt by on the dribble. Across the timeline by Breeden Herb. Herb to the baseline. Cut off. Falls down. He'll throw it away. And somehow grabbed by Kroc. He'll get it right back. So no turnover. Kroc shut up to be no good. But he'll draw a foul on Caleb Yoder. That'll send Ethan Kroc to the foul line. Second team foul on the Hawks in this first quarter. Going to call that foul actually on Andrew Weaver, his first. Ethan Kroc, a 6'3 senior, averaging 7 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest, a 70% free throw shooter. That free throw up, it's going to be good. Kroc with 3 first quarter points, 7-5 Highland. Now the second free throw. That's up, that's going to be good as well. 1 point Highland lead, 7-6 after the free throws by Ethan Kroc. Ashton Schrock has it for the Hawks across the timeline. Guarded by Braden Herb, lobs the right wing to Caleb Yoder. Into the corner to Andrew Weaver. Back to Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the foul line, bump. Back to the corner goes to Weaver. Weaver dribbles it out top. Back to Yoder in the corner. He'll dribble it, back to Weaver out top. Weaver to the foul line, now for the left wing. Gets the hand off to Schrock. Schrock drive, lane. Schrock cross-court pass on the foul on that drive. That'll be the second team foul on Caldwell.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, gotta give Caldwell a little bit of credit. They're defensively, they are chasing Nick Wigdon. They're making life uncomfortable for him right now. They're face guarding him, trying to limit his touches. So you could tell Caldwell's trying to take away what Highland does best. So they're going to have to figure out a way how to get Nick involved here.
Yeah, their defense also has been solid. First personal on Braden Herb. Inbound left wing goes to Ashton Schrock. Schrock picks it up. Pass deflected, grabs it, now drives the lane. Schrock past the corner, goes to Wigdon. His three-point going to be good.
That's how you get him involved. A little penetrating pitch.
He left them open, and he buried him.
Yeah, great pass by Ashton Schrock. On time, on target. Nick could catch it and shoot it real quick.
Hawks have it in a
10-6 advantage. It'll be Caldwell basketball into the front court. Here's the dribble high on the right by Brandon Herb. Herb still with it on the right side. Backs it up against Alex Miller. And 5-second violation that time. And that will be the 7th turnover on the Redskins.
Yeah, Highland just has so many guys that can guard the basketball one-on-one. And that's a heck of a luxury for Coach Laybaugh. I mean, yeah, just different guys that can really guard the ball and make teams feel uncomfortable.
Yes, it is. And now Ashton Schrock, one of them, he has it offensively now on the right wing. Around the foul line goes to Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the lane. Crosser pass to the corner goes to Schrock. His three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Caleb Yoder. I believe they're going to call a held ball. Hero does stay, though, with the Hawks.
That'd be a team offensive rebound for Highland. Again, really good job by Highland's guards of getting in the middle and then drawing defenders and then finding the open three-point shooters.
Sam Winger back in for Zeke Boniker. And now Alex Miller to inbound it for the Hawks, up 10-6, 56 seconds to go in the first. Inbounded at Sam Winger. He'll grab it on the right post. His jump hook is going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Carter Wielden. Redskins basketball down by four. Wielden has it out top. 40 seconds to play. Wielden to the foul line, to the lane. His pass to the baseline, shot up in the air, going to be good by Dylan Schott. His first two. Highland a two-point lead. They had the ball, 30 seconds to play, first quarter. Ashton Schrock at center circle. Hawks will spread the floor, looking for that last shot of the first. Final 20 seconds. 10-8 Highland lead. 15 seconds to go. In a loud arena here at New Philadelphia. 10 seconds. Schrock to the foul line. Schrock picks it up. Al top goes to Hershberger. Now Alex Miller, three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound out of bounds. That's off of Highland with 6/10 of a second to play. Brandon Herb inbound from the back baseline. And not much you can do here. And Bassett, pass shot deflected on the shot tip by Kyler Preston to close out the first quarter. At the end of one, Highland 10 and Caldwell 8. This is boys district semifinal basketball on WKLM. Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Highland was 2-for-7 on three-point tries, 29%. Caldwell 0-for-1. Highland 1-for-2 from two-point range for 50%. Caldwell 3-for-3 from two-point range and did not miss the two-point shot. And also Caldwell 2-for-2 for the foul line. Highland 2-for-2. Caldwell rebounding Highland 5-2. 7 turnovers for the Redskins, 4 for the Hawks in that first quarter of play. Caldwell basketball out top to begin the second quarter. Here's Dylan Schott with it. Dribbles it right wing. Working against Hershberger. Drive, lane, layup by Schott. Off the last, that's going to be good. Dylan Schott has 4, and we're all tied up now at 10 apiece. Third tie of the first half. Highland ball in the second quarter. Here's Hershberger. Cross-court pass, Alex Miller. Now to Hershberger. Into the corner now to C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer is good.
Yeah, Caldwell went a little bit of zone defense that time. Highland did a nice job finding the open shooter in the corner with C.J.
13-10 Hawks. C.J. Yoder's first points of the game. As now Caldwell has the basketball across the timeline, the dribble. Now by Garrett Brown to the left wing. Brown, 5'11 senior. Fast pass goes out top. Fumble now picked up by Chaz Peffer. Peffer on the left wing. Picks it up too soon. Looks to pass inside. Goes over Dylan Schott. His shot going to be blocked but a foul's called on the attempt to block inside. That'll send the 6-foot junior guard Dylan Schott to the foul line.
Matt, the other really interesting stat, just like glancing at my stat sheet here, is like, you know, Caldwell's leading scorer, Carter Whelan, has not attempted a shot yet.
Yeah.
You know, part of it is like Sam Wagner's doing such a great job, but the other players are really stepping up here. But you're in the second quarter where your leading scorer hasn't even taken a shot yet.
That is interesting with Highlands. As you mentioned, that extra attention put on him. That free throw good by Dylan Schott. He has 5 points. He's one of the guys that has stepped up. That was the second personal on Weaver, by the way. Second free throw good by Schott. Buries them both. He has 6 points. 13-12 Highland. They had the ball. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Hershberger outs off. Get the hand off of C.J. Yoder. Now to Alex Miller high on the right side. Miller outs off. Now to the foul line. Miller. Cross-court pass, C.J. Yoder to the corner. Yoder to the foul line. Out top, Logan Hershberger. Drive, lane, back in the corner now. Winger, winger to the baseline. This cross-court pass to Alex Miller, and he'll be found by Garrett Brown.
Yeah, you know, Matt, just looking at this defense by Caldwell, it's like more like a box and one. They got four guys playing the zone defense. Got one guy chasing Nick Wigdon. So trying to give Highland a defensive look maybe they haven't seen in a while.
And keeping pace with him at this juncture. Into the corner on the pass goes to Sam Winger. C.G. Yoder now has the high on the left. 13-12 Hawks. And in the corner, Nick Wigdon for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Chaz Peffer. Here's Garrett Brown with it for the Redskins, down by one. Brown to the front court, dribbles the left wing against Alex Miller. Picks it up, bounce pass. Drive down by Preston to the baseline. His shot right block, off the last, no good. Rebound into the four, corralled by C.J. Yoder. Here's Alex Miller across the timeline. Nice look inside goes to Wigdon. His layup is going to be good.
There you go, a little transition offense.
Wigdon has five on the assist from Alex Miller. 15-12 Hawks. 6 minutes to play, first half. Here's Brown to the front court. Pass out top now to Chaz Peffer. On the right wing, here's Dylan Schott to the foul line. His 15-footer is going to be off the mark. Rebound snatched away by Chaz Peffer. The left wing next to Schott. Schott crossover, poke loose against Logan Hershberger. And stolen finally by Logan Hershberger. Hershberger on the fast break. His layup going to be good.
Yeah, Logan's so good with that crossover. If you cross it over, Logan's going to pick it.
Has his first two of the game. Came after the eighth Caldwell turnover. 17-12 Hawks. And going to be a timeout called by Caldwell. 5:20 to play in the half. Highland 17, Caldwell 12. This is District Championship, District Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. Already here, Caldwell has the basketball out of the timeout. Doing that will be Carter Whelan. Whelan, pass goes in the hands of Dylan Schott near the midcourt line. Back to Whelan on the left wing. Whelan dribbles it, backs it up against Sam Winger near that midcourt line. Pass it center circle. Whelan, pass goes right side, Garrett Brown. Brown dribbles it, picks it up against Miller. Pass to the court, goes out of bounds. No, saved by Winger inside the Whelan. Stripped away, but a foul's called on the attempted strip by Alex Miller inside.
Yeah, good hustle there by Sam Wagner, trying to save the loose ball and went to save it in the corner. The guy from Caldwell's there, and Caldwell keeps possession of it.
First personal on Miller, second team foul on the Hawks. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Garrett Brown to inbound. Guys getting physical in the paint there, and officials going to tell him to back off a little bit.
Yep. Typical on their baseline. Highland's not going to give them anything easy, but trying to figure out how much we can get away with, right?
No doubt about it. Brown to win about it. Deflected and going to be grabbed. No. If this call is here, apparently going to be a foul.
Yeah, they're going to give a good hustle play, but official's going to get Highland the foul there on, I think, Alex Miller second.
So interesting, a loose ball foul there. Right? Nobody really had possession of the basketball. Second personal on Alex Miller. So he'll have to check out. Inbound into the corner. Knocked to the floor, be out of bounds. That time a turnover off the hands of Ethan Kroc, who couldn't corral it on the inbounds pass. The ninth turnover on the Redskins. 17-12 Highland, they had the ball. 5 minutes to play first half. Here's Ashton Schrock. Pass left wing to Andrew Weaver. Inside to Wigdom. Double team. Nice look inside goes to Sam Winger. Back out top to Weaver. On the right corner, here's Caleb Yoder. Yoder drive to the baseline. His layup off the last is good. Caleb Yoder has his first two, 19-12 Hawks.
Yeah, good finish at the rim with a little bit of contact there by Caleb. Good body control. Able to finish that shot off.
He came in averaging 5.5 a game and 4 rebounds per contest, Caleb Goeder. Caldwell with the pass inside to Ethan Kroc on the right post. Kroc has it knocked away on the jump hook attempt. Attempted block by Caleb Goeder. We're going to call him for the foul, though. 14th foul on Highland. Caleb Goeder has his first personal foul.
I think Coach Label thought that was pretty good defense by Caleb. I got to agree with him.
You're not getting the benefit of those blocks so far in the second quarter. That free throw going to be up in the air, going to be good by Kroc. He has 5 points. Checking back in, Chaz Peffer replacing Garrett Brown. 19-13 Highland, 4:17 to play in the second quarter. Kroc and Dylan Schott have done the bulk of the scoring. That free throw up in the good by Ethan Kroc. He has 6 points. 19-14 Hawks, they hand the ball. Ashton Schrock has it. Dribbles it across the timeline. Guarded by Kyler Starr. On the left wing to Andrew Weaver. He'll find Sam Winger. Hands it off to Wigdon. Wigdon to the baseline. Has it knocked loose. Grabs it. Inside now to Caleb Yoder. He'll be fouled on the head fake. Threw the foul on the pack inside on Chaz Peffer.
Yeah, good. Like you said, good head fake there by Caleb Yoder. Drawing the contact. Going to the line, shooting two for Highland here.
Peffer's first, second team foul on Caldwell. Caleb Yoder at the foul line. Yoder, 66% free throw shooter. That free throw going to be no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw good by Caleb Yoder. He has 3 points in the first half, 20-14 Highland. Redskins basketball. Here's Wilden to the right wing. Wilden drive to the baseline. Kicks it right side now to Kyler Starr. His shot left hand going to be no good. Rebound goes to Andrew Weaver. Schrock's pass goes front court to Caleb Yoder. Yoder, three-pointer up for the air. That's going to be good. Caleb Yoder, 6 second quarter points, 23-14 Hawks.
Yeah, Caleb has really come on here second half of the season for Highland. To be like instant offense off the bench.
And certainly Caleb Yoder, his role on this Hawks team, the three-pointer for the quarter, knocked down, meanwhile, though, on the answer by Dylan Schott. Hawks basketball, a 23-17 lead. Schrock's pass goes left side now to Nick Wigdom. Into the corner to Weaver. Weaver dribbles the left wing. His cross-court pass right side now to Caleb Yoder. Three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound going to be grabbed by Carter Wielden. Wielden across the timeline. Redskins down by six. Back to Starr in the corner. Starr dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Out top now to Ethan Kroc. His three-pointer going to be good. Got the bounce. Kroc has 5 in the quarter, 9 for the ballgame. 23-20 Highland. 6-0 run all of a sudden by the Redskins. Now to Weaver with the high on the left, 4 of the Hawks. He'll find Winger. Winger to the lane. His pass deflected. Grab by Winger to the corner. Drive to the lane. Cross-court pass goes to Andrew Weaver. Weaver's three-point going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. Tries to hand it off. Grabbed instead by Weaver. Weaver's putback is going to be no good. Rebound to the four is going to be what? Out of bounds off of Highland. And Caldwell's going to have the basketball.
Yeah, Caldwell's length defensively is... It's not blocking shots, but it's altering shots for Highland in the paint. Right, they get up there, they realize, hey, they got to change their angle, or there's going to be blocked. So, Caldwell's doing a good job here defensively on Highland.
Not a lot of clean looks for the Hawks, and now Caldwell has them. Here's Wilden to the foul line to the lane. Wilden runner going to be no good, but waving off anyway. He got called for the charge. Taking that charge was Caleb Yoder.
Yeah, that was great job by Caleb as Wilden got downhill. You could tell, again, we talked about he still has not attempted a shot. He tried one there, but he got called for the offensive foul.
And that's the second personal foul on Carter Wilden. 10th turnover on the Redskins. Here's Ashton Schrock across the timeline. Alex Miller, of course, on the bench with two personal fouls for Highland. Schrock dribbles it. On the left wing goes to Wigton, deflected, and stolen away. No, out of bounds. Off of Chaz Peffer's hands.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely Caldwell's got a, they're playing really hard. Got a really good defensive game plan. Highland just has to, slow down a little bit and adjust to this.
Gooder to win Bennett. Does so out top the Sam Winger. Now to Ashton Schrock high on the right. Inside. Now on the dribble by Caleb Yoder. Back to Schrock. Schrock out top to Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Kicks the left wing back to Mishler. Inside Nick Wigdon. Wigdon backs it in. Wigdon around the foul line. Look inside Caleb Yoder. Head fake is shot going to be good. And a foul. Caleb Yoder a chance for a three-point play.
Well, Caleb Yoder's got the pump fake and head fake down, that's for sure. He's done that a couple times, right? So, especially against the bigs of Caldwell, right? They're gonna go for the block shot every time. So, to me, that's just very good fundamental, good preparation by Caleb there.
Textbook, that's for sure. That free throw, no good. That last foul on Ethan Kroc is first. And rebound grab by Ethan Kroc now after the free throw missed. 25-20 lead for Highland. 1:20 to play, second quarter. Hit the dribble by a shot to the foul line. Delane poke close by Mishler. Stolen away by Caleb Yoder. Long pass goes to streaking Sam Winger. He'll grab it. Layup is no good by Winger. Put back is good by Nick Wigdon. Wigdon has 7. Highland now back to a 7-point lead, 27-20. 1 minute to play in the first half. Redskins have it. Wielded now top. It's the handoff. Dylan shot. On the left point, back to Schaffepfeffer. Inside now to Wielden. Wielden to the foul line. Al top now to shot. His three-point going to be no good. Rebound going to be knocked away from Nick Wigdon's hands. And a foul in the process. Call on Chaz Peffer. 15 foul on Caldwell. And for Peffer, that'll be his second personal.
Yeah, good box out there by Highland. Getting the ball back here with... We got about 47 seconds. I guess we're up here in the crow's nest, right? We got the bird's eye view, but we have a tough time seeing that scoreboard. So yeah, I think, Highland's going to shoot two here, right?
That is the double bonus, in fact. So two free throws coming their way. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game, and that player receives the free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Wigdon has the free throw. That's going to be nothing but that. Wigdon, 6'3 senior. Nick Wigdon averaging 16.5 a game and 3 rebounds per contest. 67% free throw shooter on the season. That free throw up going to be good as well. He has 9 first half points. 29-20 Highland. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Caldwell basketball. Wielden across the timeline. Works it against Wingard on the right wing. Pass, pass to Kroc on the right post. Backs it in. Kroc shut up and then he knocked down. Ethan Kroc, a big first half for him. Highland ball up by 7. Into the quarter goes to C.G. Yoder. Back to Caleb Yoder high on the right. 20 seconds to play. As the Hawks look for that final shot of the first half.
Yeah, especially with the possession arrow favoring Highland. They'll have the ball first to start the third quarter. Get a couple of possessions in a row here.
Kroc at center circle. 7 seconds. On the left wing, he'll find Nick Wigdon. Wigdon to the foul line. His 18-footer is going to be banked in. Nick Wigdon as the first half comes to a close. At halftime from New Philadelphia, Highland 31 and Caldwell 22. Back there, recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek. Walnut Hills has been awarded a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine that rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages. And the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the results-driven therapy services at Walnut Hills, call 330-893-3200.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Cane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, truss brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit Tecton-ENG.com and BrickandBannersToDesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
It is halftime in boys Division 6 district semifinal basketball from New Philadelphia. Highland has a 31-22 advantage over Caldwell. Highland led 10-8 after one. First quarter of the saw two ties and one lead change. Highland had that two-point lead. Highland outscoring the Redskins 21-14 in the second quarter. Highland has the nine-point lead at halftime, 31-22. For Highland leading the way in the first half, that was Nick Wigdom. Wigdom would go 1-for-3 from beyond the arc, 3-for-3 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 for the foul line. Wigdom had 11 first-half points already in double figures as Wigdom for the 21st time of the year and the second time in postseason action. Caleb Yoder just missing double figures in that first half. For him, 1-for-2 from beyond the arc, also 2-for-2 from two-point range, and 1-for-3 for the foul line. Caleb Yoder had 8 first-half points. Also, 3 points for Caleb Mishler, 3 points scored by C.J. Yoder, and 2 apiece for Alex Miller, Sam Wingard, as well as Logan Hershberger, running out the Highland total of 31. For Caldwell leading the way, two players did the bulk of the scoring in the first half. Ethan Kroc led the way. Kroc going 1-for-1 from beyond the arc, 2-for-2 from two-point range, and 4-for-4 for the foul line. Kroc had 11 first-half points, and 7 of those 11 came in the second quarter. Also, Dylan Schott in that first half. He would go 1-for-3 from beyond the arc, 2-for-3 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 from the foul line. Dylan Schott had 9 first-half points, and then one other player scored. Tyler Starr had 2 points. The round that's the scoring, and no points scored by Carter Wheeldon in that first half, and their total of 22. Halftime score, Highland 31 and Caldwell 22. Now with the first half, team numbers, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you very much for the Highland Hawks. They were 4 of 12 for 33% from the three-point line. For Caldwell, they were 2 of 4 for 50% from the three. From the field goal, both teams shooting the ball outstanding from the field goal line, from inside the two. Highland was 7 of 10 for 70%. Caldwell was 5 of 8 for 63%. From the free throw line, Highland went 5 of 7 for 71%. Caldwell went a perfect 6 of 6 for 100%. In the rebound department, very close there as well. Highland was 7, Caldwell with 8. The turnover department, this is really the big key in the first half. Kind of what we talked about in pregame. Highland has only committed 4 turnovers. Caldwell has committed 11 in the first half.
Individual rebounding leaders for Caldwell. 2 boards for Carter Wilden. 3 boards actually for Chaz Peffer in the first half. For Highland, Nick Wigden had 2 boards in that first half of play. Halftime score, Highland a 31-22 advantage. Really kind of saw Highland kind of pull away a little bit in that second quarter again with that defensive pressure as you're talking about, Kuzi.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, you know, Highland has kept that going. They're playing 9-10 kids. You know, their thing is Alex Miller was plagued with a little bit of foul trouble there in that first half. He picked up a second one about the 4:30 mark, had to sit the rest of the half. So it was almost like they couldn't get a flow, couldn't get things settled. But yeah, I got to give Caldwell credit. They definitely have a defensive game plan. They played some different things. They face guarded Nick Wigden. They played the box one. They've denied some other point guards. But ultimately, you know, Highland's pressure in that full, you know, in the half court leading to some easy transition points. Again, Highland did a nice job of trying to find Nick Wigden, get him going. But yeah, really impressive first half, and yeah, impressed with this Caldwell group for sure.
Winner of this game moves on to the district championship game Friday against either Malvern or Monroe Central, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Halftime to score, Highland 31 and Caldwell 22. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us. 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Update on that other district tournament game tonight has Monroe Central up 29-21 in the third quarter over Malvern. So Monroe Central an 8-point lead over Malvern in the third quarter of that contest. Of course, the winner of that game will face the winner of our game in the district finals this Friday night, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Reminder, of course, for tomorrow night, we'll have boys Division 5 district tournament basketball. Garraway against Bel Air. Airtime on the, it'll be on the radio on FM 95.3, as well as on YouTube. Airtime 6:30 for that. And also, it'll be boys Division 7 district tournament basketball with Central Christian taking on Bristol tomorrow night on YouTube and also Stream 2. And then Thursday, girls Division 7 regional semifinal basketball from Logan. Highland against Green. That'll be on YouTube and on the radio as well and on Stream 1 on Thursday night. Already for the second half, Highland has the basketball. Drive, runner, layup, no good by Alex Miller. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, off of
Caldwell, and it will be Highland basketball.
Yeah, I like that possession. I like Alex getting downhill, trying to get at the rim early, you know. Yeah, Alex said, I'm tired of sitting here. I want to go make a play, right?
Yeah, Alex Miller, of course, had two personal fouls, had to sit in that first half. Now he's hobbling, though, after the end of that play, and that's not what you want to see. So just like that, gets back in the game with the fouls in the first half, and has to come out of the game due to the injury to start the third quarter. So Schrock is back in, embedded out, top, where it's grabbed by C.J. Yoder. Yoder's shot for the foul line is going to be good.
Nice little pull up there by C.J.
He has 5 points, 33-22 Highland. Here's Caldwell basketball going right to left with it across the timeline. Tyler Starr's pass goes to Wielden on the left point. Wielden dribbles it to the foul line. Lost it, out of bounds, and turnover. And he has just not gotten much of any breathing room at all, Wielden, tonight against the Highland defense.
No, I mean, obviously, yeah, Highland's well aware of the type of player that he is, and I've given him a lot of attention, caused a lot of troubles for him.
12th turnover on Caldwell, Highland ball. Here's a drive by Hershberger to the right wing. Dribbles it out off. Cross-court pass goes to C.J. Yoder. Now to Schrock with it high on the left. On the right side, Logan Hershberger around the foul line to winger. Dribbles it back in the quarter. C.J. Yoder now for a three-pointer. Going to be good.
Yeah, good inside out. C.J.'s got a nice little three-point stroke going on tonight.
His second three-pointer made. He has 8 points overall. 36-22 Hawks. Redskins basketball. Dylan shot down to the foul line. Steps it in, maybe extra step that time. It was a travel.
Yeah, this little zone defense that Caldwell's running is Highland doing a good job of moving the basketball.
Timeout called, 36-22 Highland. This is District Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with the sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Phillipsburg. And Cousy, we talked about the depth of Highland. That certainly is coming into play here tonight with Alex Miller, the foul trouble, the injury, but other guys have certainly stepped up for the Hawks again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're bringing Ashton Schrock, you know, with Alex's injury, and you hope for the best on that. But yeah, Caleb Yoder off the bench, running a punch. C.J. Yoder is, he's 3-for-3 from the field, 2-for-2 from the three. So yeah, they certainly got a lot of weapons they can go to.
Hawks have it, 14-point advantage out of the timeout. Here's Ashton Schrock on the right wing. Backs it up, is passed out of Hershberger. Dribbles the top of the key. Back on the right side, Al top down to C.J. Yoder. On the right wing, back to Hershberger. Al top, C.J. Yoder, left side to Ashton Schrock. Around the perimeter, Schrock drive to the lane, pass cross court to C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound finally grabbed by Carter Wielden. Redskins basketball, Wielden with it across the timeline. His pass goes over to Peffer. He'll spin around to the baseline. Cross-court pass left side goes to Kyler Starr. Down to Dylan's shot, and going to be a foul call that time. That'll be the first team foul on the Hawks.
Yeah, we get the hold there on the drive. So, like you said, first foul in the quarter here for Highland.
Hershberger has his first personal foul. Chaz Peffer to inbound, 6'3 senior, averaging 3.5 a game and 2.5 rebounds per contest on the season. And now it's to Wielden. Wielden still with 2 points. Team in averaging 19.5 a game. Dribbles the right wing. And some wrestling around inside of that right block between C.J. Yoder and Ethan Kroc. And they called the foul, I believe, on C.J. Yoder.
Yeah, C.J. got caught behind there defensively. I think Highland's coach staff trying to tell him to get around in front a little bit instead of getting caught behind.
That'll be the second on him. Inbounded. Goes out top now to Peffer. On the right point now, Dylan shot. His three-pointer going to be good. Dylan Schott has 12 first points of the quarter for Caldwell. 36-25 Highland. Ashton Schrock now with the pass. Over to Hershberger. Back to Schrock. On the left wing. Out top, Logan Hershberger. On the right corner, here's C.J. Yoder.
Out top to Hershberger. He'll track it down. It's the handoff back to Ashton Schrock. Gets instructions for the bench.
Yeah, the box one on Wigton, right? They're trying to take him away, but Highland's got a lot of other weapons they can go to.
That pass by Wigton will be thrown away. Here's shot in the front court after Highland's fifth turnover of the game. Down to Shaz Pfeffer. Back in the right corner goes to Kyler Starr. Starr dribbles it to the foul line. To the lane, runner by Starr. Up in the air, going to be good. Got the bounce. Starr has four. 36-27. Highland with the lead now by nine. Ashton Schrock in the front court goes to Hershberger. Left wing, Nick Wigton. Around the foul line, C.J. Yoder. His shot up in there. That's going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Is grabbed now by C.J. Yoder. Out top, Urshler. Right now, Ashton Schrock. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound now that out of bounds off the hands of Ethan Crockett. Highland will keep possession of the basketball.
Really good job by Nick Wigton of just keeping that ball alive and bounce it off the player from Caldwell. And, yes, stays Highland's basketball.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Ashton Schrock to inbound. Caleb Mishler checking in for the Hawks. Inbound in the corner to Caleb Yoder in the game. Back to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. Out top, Nick Wigton. Right side now to Caleb Yoder. Dribbles it to the lane. Yoder to the bucket. His layup left hand. That's good. Caleb Yoder is the Uchikuzi. Instant offense. He has 10 points.
Yeah, he came in, Matt, in that last possession. He gets ball on the perimeter and takes it downhill and gets to the rim. And you're very aggressive offensively for Caleb.
Drive by Wilden. Run by Wilden up in the air. He'll bounce it in. First points of the game for Carter Wilden tonight. 40-27, Highland. They had the ball. On the right wing to Sam Wingard, and gets called for traveling. And he's kind of dumbfounded by that call. That'll be the sixth turnover on the Hawks. 4:02 to play, third quarter. Highland, he adjusted the scoreboard. That's actually 39-29, Highland. He had 40 points before. Here's Wilden to the front court. Bounce pass to the foul line, goes to Dylan Schott. Spins around, deflected, and stolen away by Caleb Yoder. Quick hands that time on the 14th turnover on Caldwell. Schrock back to Caleb Yoder. Out top Schrock. Schrock, three-pointer up in the air. That's going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Ethan Schrock. Caldwell basketball. Wilden to the foul line. Backs it up. Dribbles it right side. Fumbles it. Back to the corner now. Received by Kyler Starr. Starr to the baseline, and he'll be fouled by Caleb Mishler. 13th foul on Highland in the quarter, and Mishler will have his first personal foul.
Yeah, a couple of those fouls on the hand check that the refs just aren't letting them go. And Highland's got called for a couple of those here in this quarter already.
3:19 to play in the third. In matted in the hands of Kroc. Back out top to Chaz Pfeffer. Pfeffer spins around. And going to be a foul called inside. Again, it was this time Caleb Yoder trying to defend Kroc from behind. They call a foul on Caleb Yoder.
Yeah, Coach Layball's looking for an explanation on that.
And that'll be his first personal 14 foul on the Hawks. Dylan shot to inbound. Lobs it out top to Ethan Kroc. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back in the left wing. Gets it out top now. In the center circle to Carter Wilden. Works it against Sam Winger. Wilden now right point. Bounce pass to the corner. Goes out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover. The 15th on the Redskins.
Again, just good ball pressure. Good denied defense by Highland. Making Caldwell a little uncomfortable in their offense.
Highland is up 38-29. And timeout is going to be called. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. This is District Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service. State Route 39, Millersburg.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Highland has the basketball out of the timeout. Caleb Mishler to inbound him. Ashton Schrock's out there. Sam Wingard, Caleb Yoder, and Nick Wigdon. Of course, it was Alex Miller who was out due to the injury there early in the third quarter, and he has not returned. Schrock across the timeline. His pass goes to Caleb Yoder. Around the foul line, Sam Wingard back in the corner now. Stolen away by Ethan Schrock. Highland has their seventh turnover. And the left wing goes to Dylan Schott. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to Nick Wigdon. Hawks basketball. Now to Ashton Schrock across the timeline. A nine-point lead. Schrock, whose cross-court pass down to Yoder to the corner to Mishler. Mishler's three-pointer. That's knocked down.
Yeah, good ball movement. Caleb's now 2-for-2 from the three-point line.
He has 6 points. Caleb Mishler, 41-29 Highland. 2:10 to play third quarter. Caldwell ball. Into the front court. Here's Wildham to the baseline. To the right block. Gets it out top to Dylan Schott. Crossover, poke loose, out of bounds, off of his leg. Good defense by Asher Schrock. Causes the turnover, the 16th of the Redskins.
Yeah, he's caused a lot of those throughout the course of the season, and that's what Ashton does best, is just create a little havoc defensively.
Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Schrock has it now in the backcourt offensively. Works it against Dylan Schott. He'll take it across the timeline. Schrock with it. Pass right side goes to Nick Wigdon. Out top, Caleb Yoder. Back to Wigdon on the right wing. Jab step, dribbles it. Three-pointer by Wigdon up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound saved by Caleb Yoder, but out of bounds. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Inbounded to Wildon in the backcourt. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. Courtesy of Claxon Communications. Pass out top goes to Dylan Schott. Left wing to Wildon. Inside now goes to Geyer Preston. Preston inside the paint. No, nothing there. Now left wing to Schott. His three-pointer no good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. Island ball now to Schrock across the timeline. Double team. Dribbles it. Looking. Gets a pass off to the corner now to Caleb Mishler, but a timeout called by the Hawks. 108 to play in the third. Highland up 41-29. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 73% lean fresh ground beef, $2.98 a pound. Gerber skinless boneless chicken thighs, $3.19 a pound. We also have USDA inspected bone and pork loin rib chops, $2.79 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round steak, $5.18 a pound. And tender zucchini or yellow squash, $1.28 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hawks with a double-digit advantage here. What have you seen so far in this third quarter, Cousy?
Yeah, just, you know, again, I think, you know, Highland's coming in with when Alex went down with that ankle injury, and, you know, Caleb Yoder and Caleb Mishler, right, come off the bench. C.J. Yoder as well, just multiple guys that can shoot the ball and can really keep Highland going. But and then defensively, Highland continues to be very, very good on Wielden.
Ashton Schrock has it at center circle for the Hawks. Yo, find Keenley Motors. They'll spread the floor now. Will Highland offensively. With under a minute to play in the third quarter. Looking for that final shot of the third.
And now you can see, like, the three-point shooter. Now Caleb Mishler and Wigdon, they're fit. Now they're coming out of different things. So, you know, it's kind of like a chess match right now. they're showing one thing, going another thing. And we'll see what happens here the final 30 seconds of the half.
Here's Schrock drive. Pass right corner. Wigdon. Three-point goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Caleb Yoder, though. Back to Wigdon. Back to Caleb Yoder. Yoder drive to the lane. Out top to Ashton Schrock. 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hook loose. Schrock will have it. 15 seconds. He'll find Nick Wigdon. 14 seconds to go. Down to Schrock. 10 seconds. Down the nine, Schrock hands it off down to Caleb Yoder, back to Schrock. Schrock, left wing, to the corner to Mishler, double team. Mishler, shot at the buzzer by Mishler, no good. That'll close it out for the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Highland 41, Caldwell 29. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-BS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-BS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Highland outscored Caldwell 10-7 in that third quarter play, and the Redskins have it to begin the fourth quarter of action. And they trail it by 12. Embedded by Dylan's shot goes to Kyler Starr in the backcourt. He'll dribble it across the timeline. Pass goes to the hands of Carter Wieldon. Inside now, Ethan Kroc on the right block. Kroc clears his way out. No foul. He'll make it up and in. Kroc has 13, his first points of the second half. 41-31 Highland. They had the ball. Ashton Schrock has it high on the right. Now to Logan Hershberger. Drive to the lane. Poke close. And stolen away by Wieldon. The foul on Hershberger. First team foul Highland. Hershberger has his second. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy. Highland 2-for-8 on three-point tries, 25% shooting. Caldwell was 1-for-3 for 33%. Highland 2-of-4 from the two-point range for 50%. Caldwell 2-for-2. And neither team attempted a foul shot in that third quarter. Highland out rebounding Caldwell 5-3. Five turnovers for the Redskins, 3 for the Hawks in that third quarter of play. Caldwell basketball in the fourth. Pass to the left wing to Wieldon. Dribbles it inside the Kroc, deflected, and he'll grab it. Kroc looking out top now to Preston. Three-pointer by Dylan Schott is going to be good. Dylan Schott. He has 15 points. 41-34 Highland. Hawks with it. Here's Ashton Schrock high on the right. Spins around into the corner now to Caleb Yoder. Back to Schrock. Back near center circle, and going to be a foul called on the reach, and I believe on Dylan Schott. First team foul on Caldwell in the quarter, and Schott has his first personal foul.
Yeah, you know, and Caldwell continues to be red hot from the field.
Dylan Schott, 3 three-pointers he's nailed tonight. Now a timeout going to be called. 6:51 to play in the fourth quarter, 41-34 in favor of Highland. And again, the winner moves on to the district championship game Friday at 7 o'clock here. But this Caldwell team is keeping pace here for the Hawks right now.
Yeah, they are. They're playing really hard defensively. And then, again, their length continues to be a little bit of a problem for Highland. But yeah, they've done a lot of different things defensively. The box and one, the straight-up man-to-man, you know, multiple things. So, yeah, with the 7-point lead, Highland can't be too tentative. They still got to be aggressive. Still have to look to score and, you know, create some stuff. And then ultimately, Highland's defense, on-ball pressure, we've got to continue to step that up a little bit.
Update on that Monroe Central Malvern game. Monroe Central has a 53-39 lead over Malvern now in the fourth quarter. Hawks basketball. Hershberger to inbound. Does so to Sam Winger. Finds Ashton Schrock. Schrock drive to the baseline. Crosser pass down to Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound deflected away. It'll be a grab by Ethan Kroc. Redskins basketball. They trail it by 7. Here's shot to the front line. His 15-footers up there going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Preston. And what? Going to be out of bounds. And Hawks going to have this basketball. So Heidel will have it. With 6:29 to play, fourth quarter up 41-34. Inbounded to Ashton Schrock. Schrock across the timeline. Lobs the right wing to Logan Hershberger. Dribbles the top of the key. Hershberger to the foul line, to the lane. His layup will be rejected out of bounds by Carter Wieldon.
Definitely a good aggressive take there by Logan. Just a better defensive play by Whelan.
Hawks will keep it, though, to inbound beneath their own backboard. Backway alongside David Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast from New Philadelphia. Inbounded right wing to Ashton Schrock. Dribbles it out top on the left side. Here's Wigton. Wigton to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes into the hands of Sam Wingard. Left wing back to Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the baseline. His layup up last. No good, but he drew a foul on Ethan Kroc.
And Caleb's really good at that. He just, you know, they closed out real quick on the perimeter, and Caleb showed, went by, and drew contact on the free throw line again.
Second personal on Kroc. Second team foul on Caldwell. Caleb Yoder at the charity stripe. He has 10 points on the night. That free throw is going to be in and out, no good. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. As Sam Winger checks out, Zeke Boddicker is in. Second free throw in and out and back in. 11 points for Caleb Yoder, 42-34 Highland. 6 minutes to go. Here's the dribble by Tyler Starr. Three-quarter scored against Ashton Schrock. Finally across the timeline. Starr center circle being hounded by Schrock. Pass left side goes to Dylan Schott. Crossover, Schott, head fake, looking. Gets the pass off down to Wielden, the left wing. Guarded by Zeke Boddicker. Wielden to the foul line, backs it in. Double team down to Kyler Starr. His layup no good, but he drew a foul, Kyler Starr. Second team foul on Highland in this fourth quarter. Yeah, that'll be on Logan Hershberger, his third personal. That'll be free throws now for Starr.
Yeah, these should be the first two free throw attempts here in the second half for Caldwell.
Starr, 5'11 junior, averaging 3.5 a game. 69% free throw shooter. That free throw good by the left-hander.
We'll see if we can put the announcer's jinx on them. They haven't missed yet. They're a perfect 7-for-7 from the game, from the free throw line.
Steve works here. 5 points for Starr. Now the second free throw. That is up, and that's going to be no good. Works every time, Cousy.
There we go.
Rebound, Logan Hershberger. Highland ball up 42-35. 5.5 to play. Ashton Schrock dribbles the left wing, the handoff to Nick Wigton. Wigton down to the right side, gets the handoff back over to Logan Hershberger. Spins around right side, in the corner to Wigton. Back out top, now to Caleb Yoder. Drive, lane. Yoder layup going to be good with the left hand.
Yeah, impressive by Caleb for sure.
What a take. Caleb Yoder has 13 points, 44-35 Hawks.
And Caleb's 4-for-4 from the field. He's 1-for-3 from the three. But I mean, when he gets to the rim, he can finish at the rim.
Big time shot. Here's Starr with it. Out top now to Carter Wielden. Crossover to the foul line. Wielden, pass to the corner, goes to Dylan Schott. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound going to be out of bounds off of Caleb Yoder's hands. They thought it hit that bar above the backboard, did the Hawks.
Yeah, exactly. It was a, Coach Schlabel is asking that same question.
Redskins going to have it, though. 4:44 to play in the fourth. Dylan Schott to inbound. Bob's inside, goes to Wielden. Wielden, shot off last, no good. Rebound goes to Nick Wigton. And he'll be fouled in the backcourt after the board. 13 foul now on Caldwell in this fourth quarter. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. A player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Hershberger to inbound in the backcourt. His pass goes to Caleb Yoder. Down to Ashton Schrock in front of that midcourt line. He'll spin away from the double team. His pass near side to Caleb Yoder. Foul circle out top, Nick Wigton. Wigton, drive, lane, bump, new foul. His layup off the last is good anyway. Now the foul. Nick Wigton, a strong take inside. Cousy had a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, tremendous job by Nick of just handling the pressure, finishing with contact. And now Nick's 4-for-4 from the field as well. So Highland doing a great job of handling that little extended pressure by Caldwell.
13 points for Wigton. And that's the third personal on Geyer Preston. That free throw going to be good. Wigton now up to 14 points, his first points of the fourth quarter. First points actually in the second half for him. Now Highland all of a sudden back up to a 12-point lead at 47-35. There was 41-34 at one point. And the Redskins have it. 4:15 to play in the fourth. Wielden
has it out top. Pass goes right block to Ethan Kroc, double team. His shot going to be no good, but he drew a foul, somehow got that shot off, and they'll send Ethan Kroc to the foul line.
Yeah, I'm impressed, really impressed with Ethan Kroc and Dylan Schott. Those two young men for Caldwell have themselves a really good game.
They played well, keeping their team in the ballgame. That'll be the second personal on Caleb Goeder. Free throw by Kroc is going to be no good.
And they haven't made one since we put the announcer drink on them.
There it is. Good job, Kuzik.
All right.
Got to do our part.
Exactly.
Kroc down the second free throw. That's up, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound grabbed by Logan Hershberger.
I'm not sure why we didn't talk about that earlier.
It's right. Sam Winger to the front court, down to Nick Wigman, double team. Back to Sam Winger now, top. He'll find Ashton Schrock. Into the hands now, Caleb Yoder. Bounce pass goes to Nick Wigman. Bobs it out top, Caleb Yoder. Yoder, drive, lane. His layup going to be no good. Rebound put back is good by Caleb Yoder.
Yeah, great effort by Caleb. Missed the first one, stayed with it. Finished for the tip-in.
49-35 Hawks. Goeder has five in the fourth, 15 for the ballgame. Pass near midcourt goes to Wieldon. He'll track it down. Wieldon with 3:25 to go. Now drive to the lane. Wieldon stripped away by Logan Hershberger. Now to Schrock inside of cutting Nick Wigman. His layup was good. And timeout called. 3:16 to go. Highland 51. Caldwell 35. This is District Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
In your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, you're back on the road, Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 South in Millersburg. And Caleb Yoder, a new season high, 15 points tonight. He's been big time off the bench.
Yeah, that's, again, with the one thing with Highland's role players is from night to night, you never know, right? And, obviously when Alex goes down with the injury, different players step up. And, Caleb has been playing exceptional at the second half of the season. And big minutes from him, huge game from Caleb tonight. And, Nick Wigman again is coming alive here in the fourth quarter. So Highland's, their pressure has really worn a little bit on Caldwell.
Caldwell basketball to the front court. That pass pass deflected, going to be deflected away. Now grabbed out top by Schott. On the left wing now to Carter Wieldum. Right on the foul line, Ethan Kroc. Kroc gets called for the elbow that time. He's done that a couple times. That time he got called for it as he drew the foul on Caleb Yoder.
Yeah, Caleb's doing it on both ends of the floor, Matt. I mean,
yes, he is.
About his office thing, but right there, just tremendous defense, post defense, and took the charge.
Third personal on Kroc. Well, that frustration maybe setting in for the Redskins in the fourth.
I think that might be the second charge that Caleb took. I know. I think he might have gone the first half also.
I think so. Into the front court. Highland beats the press. The double team now, though, dribbled against Caleb Yoder. Looking to get rid of it and finally going to do so on the handoff to Sam Wigger and a foul is called. And already 15 fouls, so this will be a double bonus.
Yeah, I don't know. Caleb's making a case for the Thread and Ink player of the game, I think.
I think he is definitely doing that.
Yeah.
First personal game on Kyler Starr. And here is indeed Caleb Yoder adding a chance to add on to a season high. Free throw up is going to be nothing but net. 52-35 Highland. Again, a game where Alex Miller had the ankle injury early in the third quarter and has not returned. That free throw, good as well. Caleb Yoder, season high, 17 points tonight. Highland up by 18. Pass by Wieldon, goes left wing to Dylan Schott. Schott to the baseline. Under the bucket. And going to be a foul on Logan Hershberger. That's his fourth. 14th foul. Highland, you think you look at this Caldwell team. They played well tonight, Kuzi. Just that Highland defense just continues to wear on you throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, honestly, Matt, Caldwell has played exceptional, I think. I mean, they've played extremely hard. Great game plan. The Highland defense and their depth just wears on you, as you said, throughout the course of the four quarters.
Inbounded to Kroc. He'll be fouled by Caleb Yoder, his third. Five team fouls now on Highland, so Ethan Kroc will be at the foul line. Kroc with 13, but just two of those have come in the second half. That free throw up is going to be no good.
It's four straight misses.
That's right. Steve, keeping it going. That's
four straight misses. All right. Start off 7-for-7, miss four straight.
We'll remember that the next time. Start that early.
Exactly.
And Kroc is 70% free throw shooter. That free throw going to be no good. Still a miss. Rebound going to be to the corner. She's down by Caleb Yoder. Hawks basketball. Here's Schrock to the front court on the left wing. Dribbles it back out top. Gets the hand off Nick Wigdon. Double team. Back to Schrock. Schrock drives the lane. Out top now to Caleb Yoder's Highland Place keep away. Wigdon steps through. Back to Schrock with 2:12 to play. Out of Caleb Yoder. Still no foul. Yoder play up left hand. That's good. What a game tonight, Caleb Yoder.
Yeah, fantastic.
Boy, has he shown up. Here's a drive by Wilden. Ain't going to be a foul on that drive. Bucket is going to be, are they going to count it? Yes, they are.
Yeah, we're going a little continuation.
Look like it. He has four. He'll be at the foul line. First, both teams have 15 fouls.
Yeah, you know, Matt, I mean, these last, whatever, 5-6 free throws by Caldwell, I know, you know, we talked about, they are a great team, but I think a lot of it's just like their legs are tired too, right? Like
yeah.
The first half, you're 7-for-7 fresh, and as the game wears on, you can just tell some of these shots are short, they're a little bit tired, but and that's the things that really don't show up on a scoreboard, but have a big impact on the game.
That depth, certainly a huge factor in favor of the Hawks. Luke Hertzberg will foul out with 1:56 to play tonight. That free throw no good by Wilden. Another missed free throw. Rebound goes to Garrett Brown. Three-pointer going to be no good by Dylan Shuffy. He'll be fouled on a three-point attempt by Ashton Schrock. Now, this will really put it to the test. So, three free throws. Schrock, his first personal foul tonight. Shot free throw up in the air going to be good. He'll break the string. The shot, he's had a nice night tonight with 16 points. That free throw up going to be good as well. 55-39 Highland. 1:53 to play. In last night, we knew it looked like Monroe Central was in control of their game against Malvern.
I mean, it looks like a matchup of last year's district final with Monroe Central and Highland again.
No doubt. Both free throws good by a shot. Or all three, I should say. Here's Caleb Yoder across the timeline. Now to Sam Winger. Over to Ashton Schrock. 1:40 to go. 55-40 Hawks. Caleb Yoder dribbles it. On the right side, C.J. Yoder. Highland spreads the four. Final minute and a half to play. Schrock to the foul line. Delane in. He will indeed draw a foul. It'll send Ashton Schrock to the foul line now. Schrock will step there.
You know, one thing, too, Matt, just looking like, talk about Dylan's shot in this this Caldwell team. He's only a junior. He's going to be back next year. So that young man's going to be heard about next year as well, too.
He certainly will. Averaging 13.5 a game entering this game today. That free throw going to be good by Ashton Schrock. His first point tonight, but Ashton Schrock, he says, I'm talking about how valuable he is coming in and handling the basketball, the point throughout this game with Alex Miller on the bench.
Yeah, he's a facilitator. He's the, first point of the game, that's great. But he does so many other great things for Highland, for sure.
Second free throw by Schrock is up. That's going to be good as well. 57-40 Highland. Minute 20 to play. Caldwell with it. Here's Braden Erb. Pass out top to G.R. Curry as the Redskins get some subs in. Here's Kyler Starr. His shot for the foul line going to be good. Starr has 7. Here's the dribble by Schrock. Into the front court now to Mischler. To the corner to Zeke Boddicker. Back to Caleb Mischler. He'll find Boddicker. At center circle to Ashton Schrock. Under a minute to go. Highland up 59-40. Schrock double team. He'll find Mischler. As Highland works down the clock here to put themselves in position to move on to Friday's district title game. Cade Beachy in the ballgame now. And he will have it tied up there. It does stay with Highland. With 37 seconds to play. Highland going to pick it up their third consecutive victory and their seventh win in the last 8 contests.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Caldwell's trying to get a few more subs in, so ref did a good job of getting that basketball back from C.J. Yoder. Get some other some kids some opportunity for tournament time action.
Kane Moore, sophomore, he checks in. And also Logan Miller checking in for the Hawks. 6'1 senior, always a crowd favorite. C.J. Yoder will take a seat. And now in for the Highland. Looks like that's going to be Ephraim Yoder replacing Ashton Schrock.
Yeah, very good floor game for Ashton. We talked about his defense and things that he can just bring to Highland's potent punch.
Here's Cade Beachy with the basketball for Highland. Dribbles it on the left wing, back to Mishler. Into the corner, Logan Miller. Miller to the baseline, to the bucket. Reverse layup by Miller, no good. Rebound. Put back by Miller, no good. Rebound finally corralled inside. Number 10 for the Redskins. Caldwell basketball. 12 seconds to go. Here's Braden Erb to the foul line. Poke loose. Deflected and a grab by Cade Beachy. 19 turnovers for Caldwell tonight. That'll do it. Highland gets the victory by the final score of 57-42. Highland will go to 22-2 on the year. Again, they've won three straight and seven of the last eight contests. They'll move on to Friday's district championship game. It will be Friday, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Caldwell ends their season with a record of 19-5, snapping a three-game winning streak. Again, the final, Highland 57 and Caldwell 42. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerene. Hospital.org.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
In the final in Boys Division 6 District Semifinal Basketball from New Philadelphia, the top seed Highland defeats the 4 seed Caldwell 57-42 to move on to Friday's district title game against Monroe Central, who defeated Malvern tonight 63-47. For Highland, they led 10-8 after 1 and a 31-22 lead at the half. Early in the third quarter, Alex Miller, who had missed out a lot of the first half with foul trouble, he came back in, had a drive to the basket, but then he came back awkwardly on this ankle and had to go out of the game due to the injury, never return. The Highland would take, despite that, the 41-29 lead through three and go on to get the win by the final score 57-42 over Caldwell to move on to Friday's district championship game. For Highland, they had two players in double figures. Caleb Yoder led the way as Caleb Yoder, a new season high tonight, as he had a huge night off the bench. For Caleb, he went 1-for-3 from beyond the arc, 6-for-7 from two-point range, and also 4-for-7 for the foul line. Caleb Yoder, again, new season high, 19 points in double figures for the fourth time of the season, also the second time in postseason play. Also double figures was Nick Wigdon for the 21st time of the year, the second time in postseason action for Nick Wigdon tonight. He would finish up going 1-for-5 on three-point tries, 5-for-5 from two-point range, and 3-for-3 for the foul line. Nick Wigdon had 16. Also, 8 points scored by C.J. Yoder on the evening. 6 points for Caleb Mishler, who buried a pair of three-pointers this evening as well. Also, 2 points apiece for Logan Hershberger, who fouled out with 1:56 to play. And 2 points for Ashton Schrock. And 2 points also scored by Sam Wingert, and 2 for Alex Miller, running out the Highland total of 57. For Caldwell, they had 2 players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Dylan Schott. As for Schott, the junior guard went 3-for-8 from downtown, 2-for-4 from two-point range, and 5-for-5 for the foul line. Dylan Schott had 18 points. And Ethan Kroc on the evening, he would go 1-for-1 from beyond the arc, 3-for-3 from two-point range, and 4-for-8 from the foul line. Ethan Kroc finished up with 13. 7 points also scored by Kyler Starr and Carter Wildham, who came in averaging 19.5 a game, held just 4 points on the night, and that rounded out the scoring for Caldwell, their total of 42. Final score, Highland 57, Caldwell 42. Now with the final team numbers, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you very much. From the three-point line, Highland went 6 of 21 for 29%. Caldwell went 4 of 9 for 44%. From the field goal department, both teams shot the ball extremely well. Highland went 14 of 21 for 67%. Caldwell went 10 for 15 for 67%. From the free throw line, Highland went 11 of 14 for 79%, while Caldwell went 10 for 16 for 63%. In the rebound department, Highland had 17, Caldwell had 15, so the Hawks go plus 2 on the boards. And in the turnover department, Highland only committed 8 miscues. Did an excellent job taking care of the basketball. Caldwell committed 19 turnovers.
Individual rebound leaders for Highland, Caleb Yoder finished up with 5 rebounds. 3 came at the offensive end, 4 boards for Nick Wigdon. He had 2 offensive. And for Caldwell, it was 3 guys with 3 rebounds. That was Carter Wildon, Chaz Pfeffer, and Ethan Kroc, also all with 3 boards on the evening tonight. Highland gets the win again despite a man down. Alex Miller going down, of course, with the injury, and Highland able to have that next man up mentality here. And, of course, so many guys that can step in and do the job, and certainly Caleb Gooder, a big night for him off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. And that's one thing that, you know, that as a coach you always preach to your kids. It's like you never know who's going to be the next man up, right? And so hopefully Alex's injury, hopefully he's okay, ready to come back on Friday night, but get some treatment here this week and get that thing ready. But meanwhile, you know, players like, you know, again, like Caleb Yoder, C.J. Yoder, Ashton Schrock really stepped up. And, you know, the one kid who needs a lot of credit that doesn't show up in the scoring column is Sam Wanger. Defensively, he held Whelan really down to his, probably that's a season low, I'm going to assume, of 4 points. But Sam was just tremendous defensively all night on him.
So, again, Caleb Yoder, he'll be our Thunder Nick player of the game with that season high of 19 points to go along with the 5 rebounds. Caleb Yoder, our Thunder Nick player of the game. And it all sets up, as you talked about, Cody, that rematch of the district finals with Monroe Central on Friday night, and that should be a battle.
Yeah, it's
a,
you know, even I remember, like, early January asking Coach Laybaugh and Seeger Bonifant, like, hey, who we got in the district? You know, who's coming up down the road? The first words out of their mouth was Monroe Central. And it should be an epic battle. You know, obviously, seeing that score against Malvern and looking at their scores throughout the season. So they're going to be a very formidable opponent. And I'm sure Coach Laybaugh and his coach staff have been scouting them all year. So, just now it's kind of like, where is it going to be played? Everybody's going to be checking that. And but should be a great battle on Friday night for a right to go to the Sweet 16.
Big one on Friday. Of course, the Highland girls, we don't want to forget about them. They're coming up on Thursday, their regional semifinal matchup against Green. And obviously, a chance that they can get a win there, possibly have a rematch themselves on Saturday. But obviously, a big one on Thursday for the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, obviously, again, we talk about at this point in the season, it's just take care of the first game before you get to the next game. And I'm sure that's how Coach Brady is addressing this week with his group. But yeah, that's a chance to go down to Logan High School again, and a chance to battle in the Sweet 16. And Franklin Furnace Green, a team that traditionally is usually pretty good, and not sure of their strength of schedule, but I'm sure Brady will have the Lady Hawks ready to go, and anxious to see how things go on Thursday night.
That'll be a fun one on Thursday. Again, that game got moved from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock, so your time for that will be at 5:30 on Thursday. It'll also be live streamed
as well. We are able to live stream the regional games this year, so stay tuned for that coming up on Thursday night. And wrap things up for us here from New Philadelphia, thanks to Kuzi as well, and also thanks to our live stream partners, Claxon Communications, Natalie Holbrook, producing tonight's live stream coverage, and of course it was also Marcus Clements working the camera tonight, and we also want to thank Phoenix Price back at the studio. Reminder, I mentioned tomorrow night, Boys Division 5 District Tournament Basketball, Garaway against Bel Air, airtime on the radio, also on YouTube, and Stream 1 is at 6:30, and also coming up on Wednesday, Boys Division 7 District Tournament Basketball, that'll be Central Christian at Bristol, and airtime right around 6:40, I should say, on YouTube and Stream 2. And again, as we mentioned, Thursday we'll have the girls regional action for you coming away, airtime 5:30 with Highland against Green, and then Boys District Championship Basketball on Friday also coming away on YouTube and also Stream 1 and on the radio on Friday night, Highland in action against Monroe Central. And wrap things are rough for us for Cusey. I'm Matt Royce. The final score again from Boys Division 6 District Semifinal Basketball from New Philadelphia. It was Highland 57 and Caldwell 42. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.